Folks, I'm privileged to be sitting with James Hall, and that is Patson Hall. That's not Hall & Oates. Is that correct, sir?
Well, that's one reason Hall comes second, because we didn't want to sound like Hall & Oates.
And we're talking about high-end Pinot Noir and Chardonnay from Northern California, and this is a very exciting meeting for me. The Sonoma Coast Chardonnay, and this is a 2009. This is where it starts, but this isn't a step down from any wine I've ever tasted of yours.
No, our Sonoma Coast Chardonnay is a collection of single vineyard sites that I've worked for several years to create relationships with, and we do blend them into a slightly larger volume of wine than our single vineyards, but at the heart, it's still the same concept, terroir-driven, extremely high-quality, low-yielding sites.
If we're going to talk about Chardonnay and we're going to talk about Pinot Noir, we're going to be talking about the Sonoma Coast. Is that correct, sir?
Well, Sonoma Coast is a very large appellation, and it covers, frankly, most of Sonoma County. And so when you use the term Sonoma Coast, obviously people assume that it's very close to the ocean, and I prefer to work with grapes that have a very strong coastal influence. I believe that is the character that really defines the Sonoma Coast appellation. But there are some warmer areas, but I like the cold ones. I like the cold ones.
That really gets the acid up in the wines along with the fruit. And so there's a perfect little equation there.
The balance in a vineyard is so delicate. You want to have it cold enough that you retain acidity, have the long growing season, that the yields are moderated. But at the same time, you also need heat to ripen grapes and make sugar and create flavor. And so getting that balance just right is really the art of selecting vineyards and planting. And frankly, that's some of the fun stuff I do.
2009, let's talk about that vintage for the Chardonnay.
2009 is one of my favorite vintages. Ever since 2007, we've had a series of relatively cold summers. When you look at the temperature data back in the 90s, it was quite a bit warmer. So I would say that 2009 was one of those vintages where we had basically the best of both worlds. Cool summer, particularly July, was quite cool, which really retained acidity, freshness, purity to the grapes. And then we had a reasonably warm fall without a lot of rain. The grapes matured nicely. They achieved a level of ripeness that is appropriate. We don't want things that are overripe and driven by the hot weather or the sun. And we don't want things that are green and really too tart. So 2009 nailed it.
Well, in other words, you're a perfectionist, sir.
Never met a winemaker that wouldn't like to do it over and over and over again.
Well, thank God for the next vintage here, folks. And Chef just brought some great food to the table, and we're ready for the 2009 Sonoma Coast Chardonnay at Patson Hall. Well, folks, we just had to have one more dish, and Ruben Gomez is sitting here with me, and we've been well-fed here at Corks. We were in Russian River in Northern California, and a beautiful wine region known for Pinot Noir and Chardonnay, but there are some real secrets out in this area, too, some old vines, Zinfandels, and Chef, you have a special that you didn't tell me about. As the waiter walked by with a plate of it, we had to order this, although we've had a few dishes before. This one goes great with all the white wines, and I actually have a champagne here, too.
Yeah, that's a great choice. This is our crab crepes. What we do is we make an Asian-style crepe that has a little bit of celery, some spring onion, some ginger. So it's a real nice little light crepe. Then we fill it with our crab salad, which is a fresh Dungeness crab, with a few peppers, some lemon zest, a little bit of ginger and lemongrass. And then we put some Thai basil in there. We cover that with a really beautiful red curry sauce, which we make here, some roasted butternut squash and some roasted pineapple. It's been so much fun eating this dish. I mean, I could eat this dish a lot. I mean, and the fact that you were saying that it would be growing great with some bubbles, I mean, I think that that's a perfect match. Gewurztraminer, something like that would be interesting. You know, I know it goes really good with the one that we have here. So please come on by. Let's try this.
We've been enjoying a Corks restaurant here at Russian River Vineyards. The telephone number here is
877-3344. We're also on Open Table if you'd like to make reservations. We'd love to see you. We have dinner here seven nights a week. We also have five lunches Monday through Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday we do brunch. We've got to be able to see some of you sometime, because we're always open, I guess.
All right. Yeah, 24/7 it sounds like. Folks, enjoy yourselves, and may all your pains be champagnes. Thanks, Chef.
Oh, thank you so much, Doc. Great pleasure having you here. Thank you.